You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
You are now listening to Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Against the 70s. He came into this world as a Muppet. Look into these eyes. You see that they are googly. Big Bird in his nest and Oscar in his can. Ernie is a guy that lives with another man. Hey, Kermit's on the scene. You know it ain't easy being green. But I did it all for the cookie. The cookie. The cookie. And me can take a cookie and stick it in my yum. Stick it in my yum. Stick it in my yum. Did it take so long? Why didn't he wait so long to give me cookie? Me got me cookie in my fur. It is blue, make me purr. Me so hungry. Does Elmo have me cookie? Does Gordon have me cookie? Who has got me cookie? Me just a sucker with chocolate chip in my throat. Made a mistake. I should give them a break. My heart will ache. Eat a cookie. Cause I did it all for the cookie. The cookie. The cookie. The cookie. And I can take a cookie and stick it in my yum. Stick it in my yum. Stick it in my yum.
Do you or someone you know struggle with reading, writing, or math? Does learning present challenges? United for Literacy has programs for children, youth, and adults all over Canada, in person and online. They are free to access, and we work with you to help you identify the support you need. For more information, visit www.unitedforliteracy.ca.
Are you a fan of industrial and have been trying to find smaller artists? Have you only heard of Nine Inch Nails and are looking to get further into the genre? Maybe you're like that guy I met in my lecture who hadn't even heard of Linkin Park. No matter where you're coming from, Wire & Nerve is the show for you. 1 hour of all kinds of industrial, from Throbbing Gristle to Godflesh to Frontline Assembly and more. Tune in Mondays 7 to 8 p.m. only on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby.
Live from the basement of the sub high top Burnaby Mountain, this is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 157 of the program. It is a show favorites episode. It is August 21st, 2026, 6:10 in the p.m., 30 seconds after the particular minute. I gotta say, I wish I was that guy from the lecture that had never heard of Linkin Park. That would have been amazing if I never was subjected to Linkin Park when I was younger. That Chester guy, I know he's dead. I don't mean to dance on anybody's bones, but, and I'm not. I mean, poor guy, he committed suicide, much like Chris Cornell, who we just heard in the opening set there. I don't know why Chris Cornell killed himself. Like, the ladies loved him. He'd just take off his shirt. You know, he was in what? He was in Soundgarden. He was in that other band with the guys from Rage Against the Machine. Yeah, who knows why that guy iced himself. But Chester, I mean, I think the Mike guy, the guitarist in Linkin Park, was always ripping on him. I just think that he was being bullied like crazy well into his 40s. But yeah, that guy was miserable. Like, you listen to their music, like, all he does is complain. Like, you know, nobody cares who you are, like, as a person, like, if you're a male adult. Like, nobody really cares that much. Like, you need to just, you know, center yourself a bit better than that. That guy was a mess. Rest in peace, Chester, from Linkin Park. And yes, I wish I'd never, I mean, I thought Faint was a pretty good song, like, at least, like, the drums and stuff, but, man, I did not like that band one bit. There was other better bands from that era. The System of a Down was a really good band from that time, and I think that Puddle of Mud song, the Bodies or something like that, no, that's not Puddle of Mud, is it? That's a great song, too. Great era, the early 2000s new metal. Again, welcome to the show. It's show favorites tonight. What is going on tonight? Oh, it's 7 years. I've been on the air for 7 years now in this time slot. Not every week, but, you know, 21 episodes a year in recent years. This is live tonight. I'm pretty stoked to be here. I've had a busy year, and I got to go to work tomorrow. It's going to rain. I will go to traffic and weather right now. Segway. Weather first. Wrong order. Today was pretty warm. It got up into the 300s today. It was 301 in Vancouver, I believe. Probably even warmer in the valley. And but there is rain coming. I felt a couple drops on the way here. They've upgraded the forecast. There's less supposedly coming tomorrow. So nothing major. Not like that we couldn't use it. It looks like further in the long range, it looks like the rain is coming back, Which is good. I mean, we've had some fires this year. Obviously, the footage coming out of Summerland a couple weeks ago was pretty stirring. I mean, they've had bad fires in that part of the world as well. Like, I think of the ones they've had in West Kelowna in recent memory. But yeah, that was really something. And I hope everybody's all right. I don't think anybody died. I'm sure a lot of like livestock perished and animals and stuff. It's quite sad. These things do happen. It hasn't been a terrible year for fires in BC, considering the situation we were in with the low snowpack. But we've had kind of a, you know, an iffy summer this year. There was a lot of rain in July. That never happens. And I think we were fortunate. It's just not been a great summer weather-wise for going to the beach. Traffic. I was looking earlier. There looked like there was a problem leaving town. If you're trying to get out of town on Highway 1, it looks like there's a crash going eastbound right before Whatcom Road. Like a really bad spot. That's where I like to get gas if I ever leave Vancouver. Oh, it looks like it's cleared up. So that has cleared up. There's no problems leaving town now. It's just a little bit of residual volume going through the Sumas Prairie area on Highway 1 right now. So it doesn't look that bad at all. Fine through Burnaby Lake stretch. So yeah, Highway 1's good, except anything associated with the Ironworkers Bridge. It is backed up. It's basically slow from Westdale, sort of Westview. Almost back to Cap Road. It's you're kind of in and out of it, but it's pretty much slow, and then it, you know, gets a little quicker over the bridge deck. It's slow getting to the Ironworkers from the Burnaby-Vancouver side. And there was a... it's not great getting on the Lionsgate right now. It is a little bit easier heading out of town on that. And of course, the tunnel is backed up like crazy going northbound. Knight Street's not great coming into town. Other than that, it's not the end of the world out there. It's not really all that terrible, but those are the areas, if you can avoid them, do it. So that is traffic. So tonight I'm just playing music. I mean, it is an anniversary show, but it's seventh anniversary. It's not anything special. But yeah, it's been a great run. If you want to hear what I've been up to recently, a couple weeks ago there was a new music episode. I've been busy, but I've still managed to squeak one in. Midsummer New Music, it was the Dog Days edition. You can find that at cjsf.ca. If you look up Home of Burnaby Rock or go to cjsf.ca/content/home-burnaby-rock, it would be the top one there. Also on Mixcloud, typical underscore host. I have a lot of the new music episodes on there if you're interested in what is going on in new music. Because this show, yeah, I love new music, but on these shows when I come in here, I don't play new music as much. Because I can just play stuff I've played before. So I'm going to refresh. And what else is going on tonight? I really wanted to unmask Anne Jane Dupuytren. I know I mentioned on a show, that would have been on May New Music in June, I talked about how I was convinced that Anne Jane Dupuytren was members of King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. And their touring schedules lined up until tonight. Like, tonight's the night. Like, I've been reading about the King Gizzard shows in and around New York City. They're playing outdoors. They go on stage around 7:30, should be off by like 9:30 Eastern. So like they would be getting off stage soon. But like, what time are they coming on in Portland tonight? And then they have another show. They have another show in New York tomorrow. And then they have, I think they're playing the KEXP picnic. Hopefully it doesn't rain in Seattle tomorrow for that one. That would be unfortunate. So yeah, they're really bouncing around a lot. They have a bunch of shows. Does Angie Dupuytren in Vancouver, I guess through the weekend. I think they play a couple times at the Pearl, and then they're a big show at the Commodore Ballroom, and then I think they go to Europe. But King Gizzard and Wizard Lizard, like I think they have a few shows in around New York, and then they're leaving. But it's just, how realistic is it for them, for two members, for what is that guy's name? I knew their names before. But they're Stu McKenzie and one of their drummers. Like, how easy would it be for them to jet back and forth? It doesn't seem very logical. But I'm going to keep my eye on things and see if there's any anomalies, if anything goes, if anything's weird on Reddit. Because who knows? Maybe it's not them. Maybe it isn't. So I guess I'll be looking at that tonight. I don't know what's going on the Blue Jays. I'll check the highlights when I get home. They have been playing better lately. You know, they've been at least a little bit more competitive. And the American League's dreadful this year. This is like one of the first times in my lifetime. This isn't like 30 years. First time ever that the National League has been more powerful than the American League. Like, the American League has... Like, the Yankees aren't that great. They're not a complete team. And then you have Tampa. They're good. They're good enough. But, I mean, they're a small budget, small market team. But then you go to the National League, you have the Dodgers, the Phillies, the Braves. I think the Padres are doing a lot better right now. I think Milwaukee has the best record in the league. Chicago Cubs, like, they have way better players, way better teams in the National League. This has not been the case since probably sometime earlier on in the 1990s. So it's just very, very strange. But, yeah, the American League's terrible. There's a whole bunch of teams that are sub 500, hanging on to that, trying to get the last wild card spot. The Jays are among them now, even though they've had a terrible season. They're one of the worst teams offensively in baseball. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. has 7 home runs, $500 million, half a bill for a ground ball machine. I would like to think he could figure it out. Maybe he's working on that right now during concussion protocol. Hitting well for average, driving the ball. He's looked better lately. But, boy, they spent a lot of money on that guy. And he's a great face of the franchise, but, man, that might turn out to be a huge mistake, ultimately. But maybe they'll get it together, maybe they'll go back to the World Series. So I don't know how they're doing tonight. I don't want to check. They are playing in New York, which I guess Vladdy's not there, but when he is, he usually plays really well when they're in New York City playing the Yankees. So I'm going to play music. First set was Mike Watt, against the 70s. Yes, that was Eddie Vedder on vocals. That was a tribute record for Mike Watt. He had some medical bills to pay back in the mid-90s, and a bunch of more famous people got together and sang on a record of his. I remember playing Piss Bottle Man, that one, I think. Yeah, Jay Maskus was singing on that one. That's a good record. It's actually at the station. I see it when I'm here, when I'm sitting on the couches. It's behind what is now the video game zone on the second shelf. Mike Watt, Ball Hog or Tugboat, maybe Danny can crack that one out for Analog Archives. Second was Soundgarden with the late Chris Cornell. That was pretty loose off of Down on the Upside. I think that was 96, so just doing the 90s here. And then finishing up with a parody of Nookie, the Limp Bizkit song. It was Cookie, featuring the one and only Cookie Monster. It was pretty good. So anyway, show favorites tonight. More music, episode 157, and maybe we'll find out more about the fate. Who is Angie DePoitrine? Not that it matters. They're okay. But I still think it's King Gizzard and Wizard Lizard, guys from that band. But I might be wrong and proven wrong tonight. And 7th anniversary. Anyway, enjoy the show.